The following is a Vyasa Puja address given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 25th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vita Tam Sajiva Sajaita Zavaduta Frijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So,
thank you.
Today we are celebrating Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja means worship of Veda Vyas, the literary incarnation of God.
Vyasa Puja reiškia Vyasa Devas, viešpatės literatūrinės inkarnacijos garbinimas.
So the question is, why do we worship the spiritual master's appearance day as Vyas Puja?
Ir klausimas tada, kodėl garbinam dvasinį mokytoją jo atėjimo dieną?
The answer is that the knowledge is coming down from Vedavyas. Because the spiritual master is a bona fide representative of Vedavyas, therefore we worship his appearance day as Vyasa Puja. In other words, the spiritual master is worshipped as good as God.
Taip paprastai sakant, dvasinis mokytas gali būti lygiai taip pat kaip ir viešpats.
This may sound shocking.
Tai gali klausytis arba atrodyti šokiruojančiai.
I remember the first time I was told that the spiritual master should be worshipped as good as God.
Atsimenu, kai aš pirmą kartą išgirdau, kad dvasinį mokytą reikia šlovinti kaip patį viešpatį.
I was told by His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Man tai pasakė jo šventenybė Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
I was shocked how you could worship a human being as good as God. But Srila Prabhupada has nicely explained how this can be done. He explains the spiritual master may be perfect, he may not be perfect. But if he perfectly delivers the message coming from Krishna, that is perfect. So, because the spiritual master is performing that activity of bringing the message from Krishna, without any adulteration, without any subtraction or without any addition,
be jokių pakeitimų ar interpretacijų.
Therefore we worship him just as we worship God.
Būtent dėl to mes garbiname jį tokiu pat lygiu kaip ir Dievą.
Shakshadharitvena samasta shastrir uktastatha bhavyata eva sadbhi kintu prabhoya priyaivatasya Vande Guru Shri Charanara Vindam. The spiritual master is to be worshipped as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and is followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who is the bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. The Guru Parampara system is a two-way system. The knowledge is coming down and the worship is going up. Krishna gives the knowledge to Brahmaji. Brahmaji gives it to Narad Muni. Narad Muni then gives it to Vyasadeva, who gives it to Madhvacharya. And then it comes down to Madhavendra Puri, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji. I am not naming everyone in the list, but I am giving an idea. It comes down to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. And then we are distributing the same knowledge. So the knowledge is coming down and the worship is going up. I give all honor, respect and service to my spiritual master. Whatever I am offering to my spiritual master, he does not take it as his own thing. But he offers it to his spiritual master, who offers it to his spiritual master. So in this way it goes up, 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 all the way to Krishna. So it is not that the spiritual master is the government. He is simply the tax collector. He collects your bhakti on behalf of Krishna. So we pay our taxes to the spiritual master. We give him everything. We give him our life. We give him everything we have. Our intelligence. Our words. We engage everything in the service of our spiritual master. And he doesn't take anything for his sense gratification. Everything he offers in the service of his spiritual master. So this is perfect. This is a perfect arrangement of how we can approach God. Actually, God is not very easy to approach. He's a very big, big personality. He's not very easy to directly please God. Just like if there's some wealthy billionaire and you want to please him with a gift. How expensive of a gift would it require to please the multi-billionaire? Maybe $1 million gift would make him, would impress him a little bit. A private yacht.
nuosavas kiemas.
A jet airplane. If you just gave him an apple, it wouldn't impress him, you see. He's a multi-billionaire. But what about the child of the multi-billionaire, you see? You can give his child a piece of candy and the child will be very pleased. And when you please, when the child is pleased with you, then the father is automatically pleased with you. So the spiritual master, he is the child of God. Any simple, humble service you give to the spiritual master, he'll be very pleased with you. And then when he is pleased, then Krishna will be pleased. Prabhupada also gives the example of a dog. Spiritual master is the dog of God. So in this way, if we understand how to approach Krishna through the medium of the spiritual master, then our spiritual life will be a success. Do not try to directly approach God. That will not be successful. This is confirmed in the Adi Purana. Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhaktashchache janaha, mad bhaktanam che ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. Krishna tells Arjuna, the one who is my devotee,
Krishna sako Arjuna, tas kas sako esas mano atsidavęs,
he is not my devotee.
Iš tikrųjų nėra mano atsidavęs.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Bet tas, kuris yra atsidavęs mano atsidavusiam, jis yra mano atsidavęs.
So this is the secret.
Tai yra paslaptis.
If you want to be recognized by Krishna,
jeigu norite, kad Krishna jūs atpažintų,
simply become the devotee of Krishna's devotee.
Paprasčiausiai tapkite Krishnos atsidavusiu, atsidavusiu.
And then Krishna will recognize you.
Ir tada Krishna atpažins jus.
So this day, set aside once in the year,
šita diena, šita diena kart per metus,
Vyasa Puja,
vadinasi Vyasa Puja,
is a very, very special day.
Yra labai, labai ypatinga diena.
When you can give loving service, you can give offering, you can give glorification to the spiritual master. And become immediately recognized by Krishna. So I would like to personally thank each and every one of you today for attending this auspicious function. May Krishna bless each and every one of you. So now let us begin with us. Let us continue with this auspicious Vyasa Puja celebration. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vyasa Puja celebration ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vyasa Puja celebration ki jai.